something that's kind of been brewing for a while, and then I just decided, right, I need to get organised with it and sort it out. So the idea is that sort of going out and about with the dogs and the puppies that we walk, we know that there's a lot of dog-friendly businesses in Glossop, and we'll often pay visits to like the shops that allow dogs in and the cafes and the pubs and that sort of thing. And then when I meet new dog owners and new puppy owners at my training classes, they often have no idea that these all these fantastic businesses there. So what I'm wanting to do is make sure that people are aware of which businesses we can take our dogs in, so that if you're out, you know, for a walk with your dog and then you want to go for a nice pub lunch or pop and do a bit of shopping or something like that, then you know which places are okay to go in. And then obviously as well, with sort of the last couple of years being really difficult with COVID for lots of shops, I thought it would benefit the local shops as well then. So it's, you know, it works both ways. It's nice for the owners to know where they can be going, but also it's nice for the shops to have, you know, new clients coming in as well, new customers coming in to them. So that's the idea, really.
Because at the moment it's just not very clear, is it, where you can take dogs or where you can't?
No, it's not. And, I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to take in a dog that's going to cause absolute chaos. But if we can get them used to going in from when they're young, they get used to being there and they can be perfectly well behaved in there. You know, if they're taught to sort of settle down in a cafe or a restaurant under the table, or if they're taught to sit and wait, you know, while you're served at the counter. And then it combines two things as well. So I feel like it would reduce kind of car journeys. So instead of, you know, taking your dog out for a walk on a Saturday morning and then driving into Glossop to do all your shopping, you can combine them. You can walk your dog down, take your dog with you while you do your shopping, and then come back again. So it just, yeah, it ticks a lot of boxes for me, really. It ticks a lot of boxes. And if I can kind of get a bit of a database together and get word out to different people, so that everyone knows as much as possible, it's a win-win for everybody. One of the things that's kind of, I'm working on a database, and then I'm also putting a map together as well. So it'll be a map of Glossop with all of the shops on that are dog friendly, and then like a little bit of a key on the back, so that people can see, you know, which shops they are and where they are. And then people can do like a little bit of a walk, you know, round Glossop and, you know, pop into all of these shops, which would be brilliant.
Why has nobody thought to do this before?
I don't know. I've no idea. I mean, it's something that I've sort of recommended in my classes, in my puppy training classes for years and years. I've said, you know, take your dog to the shops, take your dog to the pub. It's all, you know, it's all great socialisation and training for them. I suppose I've had to sort of dig a bit to find out which shops that you can go in. And I think there are some places that people know are really dog friendly, but there's others that really surprise people as well that you wouldn't necessarily know that you can take in there. But yeah, I'm not sure why no one's thought of it before. I think it'd be lovely. I think I'd really like to, I've not got in touch with them yet, but I'd really like to sort of speak to whoever's involved with tourist information as well, so that people that are coming to visit Glossop as well, you know, if people are coming over to Glossop again to go walking in the Peak District with their dogs, they know where to come for, you know, for lunch afterwards and which shops to go to. I just think it'd just be a win-win for so many people.
Which shops have surprised you as being dog friendly?
Some of the like the smaller shops. So there's a really nice little shop on Norfolk Square called Dandelion Craft, and it's lovely for sort of like cards and gifts and that sort of thing. And yeah, from the outside, it's got nice things in there. So I think you think, well, there's nice things in there. I probably can't take my dog. But I took my German Shepherd Pippi there the other week, and she just kind of sat down while I was chatting with the shop owner. So that's a nice one. Another one that's quite new, which I've just discovered, is Kinder, where there's they've got a couple of sort of artists and they do printing, and again they sell cards and prints and things like that. And when I got chatting with them as well, they were like, yeah, absolutely love to have dogs in here, that would be fantastic. And I'm sure there's more that I've not even discovered yet as well.
Because I suppose as well, in this day and age, there's so many dog thefts going on. It's not safe to leave them outside, is it?
Well, this is it. You know, years ago, I remember when I was younger, we had a black Labrador, and I remember we'd walk into the town where we lived, and my dad would tie him up outside the shop, and then he'd go into the shop. But you know, that was 20, 25 years ago. You just wouldn't do that now, and I wouldn't recommend anyone doing it either. Not just because it's not safe from a point of view of dog theft, but also, you know, it's not nice. It's stressful for your dog as well. You know, they're outside wondering where on earth you are. So it's just, you know, it's not good for anyone to do that at all. And I think that kind of puts people off then going into places if they think that they've got to leave their dogs outside. And yeah, we should never have to tie up our dogs outside shops. It's just not safe at all.